Welcome once again to Beef News and Notes, information for both the producers and the consumers of our great product, beef. Well, it's that time of the year when a lot of freshly weaned calves are being weaned and brought to feedlots around our area. Making that transition successful comes with the help from our veterinarians. To tell us about their role is Dr. Jason Beyer from the Riverside Animal Clinic. Welcome to the program, Dr. Beyer.
Thank you.
Well, over the past couple of years, we've had on the Beef News and Notes program two of your co-workers, Dr. Phil Gill and Dr. Christina Wagner. Can you just give a little background information where you grew up and where you received your degree to practice veterinary medicine?
Sure. I grew up on a farm in South Dakota, eastern South Dakota, Flandreau. I went to undergrad at South Dakota State University, and I got my veterinarian degree at Iowa State University.
Okay, and this was your first job then with Riverside?
Second job, actually. I practiced in Del Rapids, South Dakota for 5 years straight out of school, and I've been at Riverside for just over 5 years now.
Okay, and do you have a preference as far as the animals that you work with?
Not really. I enjoy all of them. It makes it a lot more interesting when you're working on multiple species.
Okay, well, first off, what are you seeing in these calves coming in this fall as far as weight-wise, health-wise, and so on?
So far, they've been pretty healthy. On average, I would say they are a little lighter than your typical year. I assume that's probably drought-related. But even though they are coming in a little lighter, so far at least they've been pretty healthy.
Okay, and my experience with those lighter calves coming out of the drought area is they probably have the frame of a little heavier calf, and it you can make that target date in the spring usually. They seem to catch up pretty fast, so... Two types of calves that I hear about are you've got the fresh weaned calves off the ranch with known programs of health, and then you have the sale barn type with limited information. How do you address those two different scenarios?
So a known program versus an unknown? Yeah, it's going to influence what you're going to do to those calves as far as vaccination, if you're going to do prophylaxis on them. Each group is different, and we tailor our programs based on what they've had.
Okay. And as far as the ones where it's known, obviously it's a little easier program for you to follow up with, I'm sure.
Yeah, yep. They're probably going to need less. The calves that haven't had anything, or at least we don't know if they've had anything, it seems like we're playing catch-up with those calves. So a lot of these vaccinations, it's nice to get two doses in them, a primary vaccine and then a booster, and they have to be separated by a few weeks. So if they have that beforehand, you're not talking weeks of vaccination or multiple trips through the chute.
Okay, and on that note of working cattle and handling cattle, what should producers be doing to help prevent the stress to these calves?
You try and work them as stress-free as possible. Extra help always is beneficial, and as far as your facilities, the safer the better for you and the calves. So for us, we always prefer hydraulic chutes, something where you can squeeze them so they can't thrash around as much. But anything you can do to keep yourself safe, keep the calves safe.
Are there any rules of thumb when these calves should be vaccinated after arrival?
That is up for debate still, apparently. We used to figure that depending on how far they're coming from, how long they've been on a truck, you'd work them 12, 24, maybe even 48 hours on after arrival. But now there's some new data out that shows maybe that's not necessary. They're pretty high stressed at that point, and they might not respond to the vaccine as well. So there's some new studies showing that it might be beneficial to wait even out to 30 days after arrival. So I guess the science isn't settled on that discussion yet.
Okay. I'm sure you've seen all sorts of different feeding facilities. How important are having clean pens and fresh water? I know water in particular. How important do you feel that is?
I think it's very important. It's hard to put any numbers to it. But, if you're going to a hotel, you want it clean, you want it comfortable. I would say the same is for calves. Coming to a new place, the cleaner, new fresh bedding in there, clean waters, like you had mentioned, I think it makes them a lot more comfortable, and they're going to perform a lot better for you.
Okay. And lastly, let's just touch on VFDs, the veterinarian feed directives. How's that program going after being in place here almost a year?
It's going pretty well now. There are some learning curves right off the bat there, first of the year, but right now, I would say it's going pretty well, and I think it's they're getting the results they wanted there as far as reducing antibiotic usage. I've heard secondhand that there are some feed mills that are selling a fraction of the antibiotics that they used to. So I would think that everyone can agree that that's good news.
It is. And I think consumers, I feel, can be reassured that all the products we are using are so safe for both the cattle and the end user, the person that's actually buying the beef at the store. Would you agree?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. Well, thanks, Dr. Beyer, for being on the program, and thank you and your staff at Riverside Animal Clinic for keeping our cattle healthy.
You're welcome.
Until next week, thanks for listening, and we'll talk again.